Dad?
Yeah?
Why'd we move out here?
Beautiful house, horse trails. What else could we ask for?
I miss Mom.
Me too.
Cool hat, loser.
Give it back.
You want it? Come get it. What you gonna do about it?
I wasn't lying. I really don't know what the fuck on front was about.
Well, we're kind of fucked then.
Well, you know, it's funny because, of course, we're talking about the new Jason Statham movie, Home Front, whatever. His movies are always the most simplest movie, but yet I still get confused somewhere in the middle.
Because here's the thing. I mean, like, they're like, well, every Jason Statham movie is the same. He's going after something. This time it's a little girl, and we have to make it about America.
Yeah, America. You know what? I think that's his trend with movies now, because last year he had the movie, what was it, Safe, and he was protecting a little girl. Now you got to protect this little girl with America. By the way, yeah, I'm looking at the poster right now. It's an American flag on his jacket. And shit. I was like, what the fuck? This movie didn't have shit to do with America.
It just takes place in the South, and it's supposed to, like, he looks like your everyday man. I noticed that about the trailers. It's like, I see where you're pulling here, bullshit.
You know what? Not only does he look like the everyday man, but everybody else is just fucking white trash rednecks.
Exactly, including James Franco with his second white redneck trash role of the year.
He's gonna get an Oscar for white trash of the year. You know what? God damn it, James Franco. I'm almost getting to the point where maybe you just need to take a break for a while.
Maybe you need to go call up Danny Boyle and be like, hey, buddy, you got another biopic you gotta do?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I cut you some slack on This Is The End, but this is your fourth fucking movie this year, and goddamn, man, was he a villain in this fucking movie or not? Because
he was crazy enough that, like, you think he's the villain because he's just like, hey, meth, ha, ha, ha.
Did they not pump this movie up though? Like, oh, James Franco's playing a villain before the movie came out. They was like, oh, he's playing a bad guy. You got to see this because Jason Statham versus James Franco, whatever. And as soon as he comes on screen, it takes a good hour for him kick in where you finally see he's really crazy, and I don't even think it's using crazy in like quotations.
Yeah, it's like so heightened because like throughout the whole movie he's just like, hey man, what's up? I'm just, you know, going about my day. I sell drugs, but it's all right, you know, just as long as you don't cross paths with me, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
What the
right.
Fuck was his plan at the end of the movie? Like,
it's like, whoa. Well, here's what I gathered. It's that he finds out that Jason Statham is a former DEA agent, and he's like, oh my god, this is the best, you know, police that's been in this southern redneck bumfuck town in years. We gotta make sure that this guy doesn't get anywhere near us. I got an idea. This might be the Coke speaking, but let's kidnap his daughter.
You know what another thing I learned about these movies too is people keep fucking with Jason Statham. It's like, did you not see what he just did a minute ago? He beat your ass with a goddamn gas tank, okay? I'm just saying, a pumper at a gas station, and yet you want to fuck with him some more. I know you're rednecks and you're stupid, but at the same time, it's Jason Statham, whatever. I mean, the quick plot, I guess, if there isn't, Jason Statham's a former DEA agent after working an undercover job with some biker gang or whatever, which I don't even... The biker gang, that's a goddamn subplot just to add more villains in the fucking movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
It almost felt like towards the end, because it felt like a sequel was going up.
I was just like watching it, it's like, time to get my bikers. I was like, the fuck is this, the Sons of Anarchy movie?
The worst Sons of Anarchy movie. That last shot, though.
Where's Clay? Oh, that's right.
So one of the bikers' leader, his son gets shot up, whatever, and he blames Jason Statham for it. So they move out to, it looked like they was damn near in Chicago, L.A., or New York, but it looked like they moved to fucking the bayou of goddamn Louisiana, which I'm like, you know, most people that want to move to somewhere quiet or whatever, they usually go to, like, Virginia, Texas, somewhere in a small town. I mean,
I don't know about Texas.
The bayou of Louisiana. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like asking for trouble there. I mean, especially if you are in the drug ring, because with nothing else to really do down there, drugs are very popular.
Yeah, especially when you got Miss Crackhead Kate Boss.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Dad, oh my god! Oh my! Where do we start with her, Lee?
Where do we start with her? That's where I say, "Well, this movie's bullshit." Good night, everyone.
wow, that, and I've heard of Kristen Bell. I mean, I know she's always been skinny, but I've heard of Kristen Bell losing the weight, and even Matthew McConaughey, but Jesus Christ. But
they had to tell her that this was like, this could be an Oscar contender. Well, who's playing the DEA agent? Kristen Bell.
You know, it might as well be, yeah, Kristen Bell playing whatever.
Oh, so this is Out of the Furnace. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're filming, Out of the Furnace. Yeah. Give her coke. She'll believe it.
Yeah, just lie to her and tell her, oh, you're replacing Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that guy looks like Jason. No, he doesn't. Go put a beard on him.
Jason Statham grew some weight. I mean, Kristen Bell gained weight. You know how he does when he gains weight, loses weight. He looks different.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, we got this.
Okay, so, man, she was just... She gets introduced because, no, in fact, the opening scene we got here was the daughter of Jason Statham, which kicks the shit out of this bully's ass, which, well-deservedly, I applaud her. I was like, wow, she handled herself very well there and didn't just walk away. I was just like, that's pretty badass of her. I wish my daughter was... If I have a daughter, I hope she's like that. And then we got this crackhead Kate Bosworth. Is that the father? Who's that right there? She's just all over the fucking place. And I was just like, somebody shut this bitch up.
Somebody her get up. Her detox.
Yeah. Somebody get her a sandwich. Please.
Someone get her to the detox center quick.
Yeah, exactly. She needs to get fucking Fiji water all up in her system right now because fuck. And the whole movie, that's all she fucking does is talk shit. She's talking to her husband just like, why don't you be a man? Go handle that right there. You gonna let him do this to our family? Disrespect us? Whatever. I was like, bitch, you disrespecting your entire family right now, whatever. Jason Statham throws his ass down to the ground like it was nothing. Right? Matter of fact, that was one thing I had a problem with, because people was like, oh, I want to see this Franco as the bad guy. But my whole thing of thinking before I saw the movie was, it's Jason Statham versus James Franco. You ain't going to get much out of that.
No, I mean, like, everyone's like, Jason Statham's going to be in the next Fast and Furious movie. I'm like, he is, but anything he's coming out until that point, I don't give two shits.
Yeah, exactly, because you know what? In Fast and Furious, we could see him fight Vin Diesel or fight The Rock or something.
Exactly,
like
two guys who are, like, big dudes, and that would actually be an interesting fight because Statham's a small guy and they're big guys, so it would be interesting to see what would happen.
But James Franco... That motherfucker can't fight? What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at shit about that. Like, I don't even know why they was making a big deal about that. James Franco's playing the villain. He's going up against Jason Statham. That fight's going to last for about a fucking minute, if that.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like, come at me, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Just like every fight scene in this movie. Everyone was talking mad shit to Jason Statham, and he handled it. Like, even at that gas station scene, how quickly did he handle it and just look
exactly.
at it?
Exactly. I mean, this is like, you know what this reminded me of? This is like a Jason Statham movie, like, quick, like, Cliff Notes.
Yeah, I would agree. You know what this felt
Person's
like,
kidnapped, like, fight. Yeah. Keep going forward, like, fight.
It felt like a Jason Statham retirement movie.
But you know what? You know what we do have to get a credit for? It's short. Or at least it felt short to me.
Yeah, it kind of
It moves through pretty fast.
It dragged on a little bit for me halfway in that middle. I was like, God damn it, if they don't start fighting something like that, whatever, because, I mean, that middle part, man, it was just a lot of talking going on. I was like,
I was just going through, like, my Jason Statham checkbook, like, okay, we've done this, we've done this, we've done the crappy filmed action scenes, okay, check. We have the crazy villain with no real motivation, check.
Don't forget, he's starting to wear wigs now in his movies.
Yeah.
He's starting to pull out of Nicolas Cage's hair pieces now or whatever. So, you know, that's going to be another check for that movie. He's like, I am doing something different. I'm wearing wigs now. Isn't that something?
See, I would have, like, at least it would have been great if, like, Seth Rogen popped up and was like, hey, man, I do some drugs.
Yeah, because James Franco, I mean, everybody's talking about, they like, don't give, because his name is Gator in the movie. Which I don't understand why. Gator, like, don't. I'm not his fucking brother now. Gator's crazy, whatever. And when he gets introduced on screen, he's just like, so what? The kid got beat up by a little girl at school. Big deal, whatever. That's just whatever. He's like, I don't.
Yeah, he's like, it happens. Like, have you seen how violent kids are today?
And I was like, is this the crazy motherfucker that everybody's been talking about? Because I was expecting him to be just like, best shit. Like,
you know what I wanted halfway through this? I was like, wow, if his henchmen were the guys from This Is the End, this would actually be a good sequel.
This would actually, would be if Danny McBride was his goddamn henchman or whatever.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Jason Statham go against fucking crazy Danny McBride.
Yeah, from This Is the End.
Exactly. No, that's a movie. Now that's a movie. Quick, who releases all the Jason Statham movies? Is it Lionsgate? That's who we got to go talk to right now.
And with Channing Tatum as his, like, his, like, instead of a cat, that's his pet. You know,
his bitch. Like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much his bitch. Yeah, he's six Channing Tatum on where that's like the before the last finals fight scene, he has to fight Channing Tatum.
Right, exactly. I mean, people, do we really have to spoil this? You know what happens. Jason Statham gets into, like, a 2-second fight with James Franco, kills him, gets his daughter back, the end, la-di-da-di-da.
There ain't nothing to spoil this.
Exactly.
Like, if you went over the storyline here, whatever, you'd just be like, okay, big deal. I mean, they try to put a little hint in there of like, oh, Jason Statham and the counselor or whatever and shit. That chick is nowhere or whatever. I mean, the daughter, she seems cool at the beginning, but then she's, you're a liar, Dad. I hate you. And I was just like, oh, shit, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people, there's nothing to spoil about this. And frankly, I don't really have anything else to say about this because it's so trite and unnecessary. So, fuck it for me.
Were you expecting the ending to be at least something, though? I mean, because, like, at least in Jason Statham movies, at least in Jason Statham movies, his fight scenes are always something or whatever. I was like, well, there is a Jason Statham movie, so at least his fight scenes will be entertaining. Then when I saw that ending, I was just like, he didn't fight not one goddamn person. He just knocked somebody's head up across a car or whatever. And I was like, that's so fucking boring or whatever. I was like, Jesus Christ. Whatever. Yeah, I'm damn near with you, whatever. It's a fucking, it's unmemorable. It's forgettable. It's Sylvester Stallone. I even wanted to wrote the motherfucker. I don't know what that, I think he wrote this shit for himself.
And then he's like, hey, I'm not seeing a movie like I used to. Yeah, you, young guy.
I'm busy, Jason. I got a escape plan to worry about right now. Marketing in London right now.
Exactly. It's actually making money overseas. What are you talking about?
I don't know either, man. Come on, I need this. They'll put me in Fast 8 if it's good enough.
Well, no, the writer, I think you did better than Mr. D's or whatever the fuck that Adam Sandler movie was. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a fuck it from both of us then, or whatever.
Can we talk about another movie? Can we talk about...
You know what the next Jason Statham movie is going to be about now, right?
Fast and Furious 7?
No. You know what it's going to be about now.
What?
Denzel's going to have to take him under his wing and help him out now.
I hope Denzel kicks the shit out of him.
Part of me still likes Jason Statham, but goddamn it, man, this ain't been your year. You too, James Franco. You can get your shit together. I don't know what
the hell's going on. Hey, this is the end was good.
Yeah, but he's had 4 movies. Only one's been good.
Oh, good point. All right, good night, everyone.
Later, everyone. Yeah, son of a bitch.